Quick podcast, Marketing Monday, had a few thoughts. I spend a lot of time talking to people who honestly aren't ideal customers. And sometimes you don't realize that until later than what you would have hoped. And I'm realizing qualifiers are huge, and there are plenty of qualifiers. The one that comes to mind for you more than likely is price, which is one I'll talk about in a second. But then you have other questions like certain forms people have to fill out, certain questions within that form. You've got asking for phone numbers, asking for email addresses. Sometimes, yes, you can. You can ask for a small payment. There's a lot of things you can do to qualify somebody to make sure that they are your ideal customer. But before you even do that, you have to figure out who your ideal customer is. And sometimes it seems like a pointless exercise and a basic exercise, but it is so important, because how do you qualify something that you are unsure you want, you know? So my advice, what I'm taking advice on myself and trying to learn better, is to talk to people who are more qualified, people who are your socioeconomic status, the people who have and do the activities that you want, people who can honestly afford your services. And that doesn't mean you price people out. Doesn't always mean you have high prices. You can have different tiers of your services that other people can afford. For me, I like that. I want to be affordable for everybody, but I also want to have things that are a little more expensive and have a higher quality and a higher level of service. So, all that being said, let's talk to people that we actually want to talk to that are our ideal customers, whether we are posting on social media, whether we are posting or talking face-to-face, one-to-one, on the phone, wherever it may be. Second thing that comes to mind is this. Again, the ideal buyer has to be somebody who can afford your services. Man, you know how exhausting it is to talk to people who cannot pay for what you want, and going through a thousand different questions and a thousand different answers. And for sure, the data is good. I actually like the data. I like listening. After a certain number of questions and answers and objections, you realize like, oh, okay, you just either there's a fear and someone blocking themselves from making an investment, no matter how small, no matter how big. And other times it's this person really just can't afford the services. And it's tough as a business person to spend most of your time on people who can, but it's what's needed, especially if you're just starting out. So it sounds so basic, so simple, but man, it makes sense to talk with the people who can afford your services. And sometimes when they can't afford it, they have other objections that you can start to knock down if you listen to them really well, which listening is really the lesson for today in marketing. I'm excited to listen. I'm excited to hear what people say about certain things and improve. And sometimes it's very subtle. Sometimes there are signals and subtleties that we can overlook, but are super duper important. Like a parent saying, oh, this is too far of a drive for me. Oh, this person does this over here. Oh, we're looking for this, but didn't see it, didn't find it on the website. Okay, so let me go change the website. Let me go put this a little bit higher, a little bit farther above the fold. All those things can be done after listening. As a matter of fact, I'm so eager to listen right now, I'm tired of talking. And when I go to the training sessions, I'm going to be sad because I'm talking and instructing most of the time, but I want to be able to listen to the trainee. And I know we can do that within sessions. You can ask for feedback. You can ask what somebody saw. You can ask what they thought about the training session. You can ask what they want to work on. So there are little snippets of the chances, the opportunities to listen in the training session. But my point is, I like listening. I like learning from people. I like applying that data after hearing it. So hopefully that's your mindset. Hopefully you like doing that. I found that it helps really well when it comes to advertising and marketing, because really the advertising is a public spread of the private want. So if you get good at verbalizing what people want in private and listening to that, then you will be a good advertiser. Or at least you'll have the techniques and the skill set to start advertising and getting better results. Thanks. That was Marketing Monday. Hope you guys are having a great day, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.